Wait, are we branding Pepsi?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're not.
We're not? Put it somewhere?
Pepsi. No.
Take a sip.
So what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Overtime Attitude Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. We're in the studio. It's been a while since we've been here. I know it's been crazy these past couple of weeks. We got Thanksgiving that just came by and Black Friday. But I got a guest with me. He's been an old friend of mine, a family member, somebody who I've been talking to here and there, trying to get him in the podcast. Actually a good opportunity having everybody over from the family. He's done a lot of HVAC stuff. He started his own business, so that's why I wanted to bring him in here to give us a little bit of insight of what's that field of work is and everything that entails in that. But here's my cousin, Naren. Naren, how's it going?
Hey, how you guys doing? My name's Naren. I'm Chris's cousin. It's good to be here on the podcast.
Yeah, we look kind of seized up, but that's just because I don't know. You're not really camera shy. You just not never been in a studio just like this, have you?
Yeah, pretty much. I've never been on a podcast, so.
Yeah, it looks like one of those Joe Rogan style ones.
Yeah, it's definitely professional.
Yeah. But how was your Thanksgiving? How was Black Friday and everything?
It was good. Thanksgiving was good. Hung out at my aunt's house, did a turkey. Yesterday, we went to my house and roasted a turkey on the fire.
Okay. So we had a turkey here. It was rotating on the rotisserie thing.
Oh, yeah.
One of those public style ones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
We had that and then some ham and just a traditional things of that nature. So how was the, did you find anything for Black Friday that you wanted or?
No, I didn't really check out Black Friday too much.
Well, the thing is that companies are not giving away 50% off things anymore. More of like 25, 30% off things. Did you notice that like when you shopped?
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't see anything like that I liked on sale. Like all the good stuff that I would want aren't on sale.
Yeah, I mean, the things that I found were only like $10, $15 off for like shipping. So there's really no point of buying. I could just go buy it when on regular price. I don't know. I think nowadays they just manipulate the people and they'll have like a say it's a sale, but 2 weeks later it's the same price.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yeah. Amazon's probably better.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the depth, I mean, brought you in here to talk more about your company. Give us a little bit of background. Like, how did you start? Like, what was your idea of going to HVAC?
So, you know, I like working with my hands and everything. And, you know, I wanted to be like, do something where I can like climb in the field. So my dad kept telling me, why don't you get an AC? Cause I tried a bunch of different trades, you know, I worked as a firefighter. I did ceilings, I did carpentry, but I never really liked the niche, you know? And then, you know, my dad kept telling me learn AC and, you know, I finally just listened to him and I went to a trade school and, learned that, you know, and then I got hired in as commercial HVAC and learned that and it went from there.
Was there like a choice to go from commercial or residential when it came to HVAC? Or did you just choose one?
It was kind of hard in the beginning because when I first started AC, I didn't really know the difference between commercial and residential.
Is there a big difference of the AC units itself?
There's a pretty big difference. But I kind of like geared towards the residential more than the commercial. I like the customer interaction. It's kind of hard for people to like that. I don't mind it. I don't know. I feel like you can work more solely by yourself in residential than you can in commercial. And you can also do light commercial too. You don't have to do like big chillers and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't have to go on roofs and put on top of roofs like the New York style ones. You don't have to do that.
You do. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you like have you done that before?
Okay. I do those too. Yeah. So I have a contractor license and it lets me go up to 25 tons of air.
Oh, okay.
So the 25 tons of air is like your Walmarts, your Publixes and stuff like that.
Yeah. The only difference you just don't like is that if you do say a Walmart, you don't really personally know the person who owns it because it's a corporation. Mm-hmm. So you enjoy doing the residential. That way you build a relationship with people that you install the ACs with. That way next time they need you, that you know.
In that aspect, yeah. And then, you know, you don't got to deal with other trades too.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, if you're doing like a regular like change out and like a home, like you just, that's just the AC guy alone. You know, if you're doing new construction on a residential home, you got to deal with the plumbers, you know, the electricians and stuff like that. I mean, it could be a pain, but it's okay. It's not bad.
Yeah. Tell me about it. We do commercial cabinetry. We do brand new buildings every day.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with the plumbers, deal with the sprinkler guys, you're dealing with the ceiling grid guys, you deal with the drywall guys, you deal with the contractor, you deal with the flooring guys. So yeah. I know your pain with that. We fight guys all the time on the job site with that. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But that's part of the trait, though. Do you I was gonna say. So with that residential thing, is there a lot of overhead of inventory? Do you have a place you go and buy stuff, or how do you do that?
I usually, you know, I keep the truck stocked for what I have. Like, you know, I'll keep extra motors, you know, capacitors, you know, just drain cleaners, copper, you know. And if I need anything, you know, there's distributors all over Orlando within miles, so I can always go and pick something up.
Was there any effects with the hurricane? Did you have a lot of work when it picked? Like, was there any, I guess, any repairs you had to do when the hurricane came by?
Yeah, after Hurricane Milton, a lot of thermostats went bad. A lot of blower motors went bad.
What is more of a thermostat? Is that the thing on the wall itself?
Yeah, the thing on the wall that changes the temperature of the...
Did it, like, blow out or something? What happened?
They just... I guess the when they had the surges, circuit boards in there, they just went bad.
There's no surge protectors on those things?
You can add surge protectors on your unit.
How many is that?
And a whole home surge protector. Okay. But a lot of these people don't have them.
Well, how much is the surge protector on it?
If you put them on the units, they range anywhere, depending, like, commercial, residential, they range anywhere from, like, $300 to $800.
Okay. It is a hefty investment.
Yeah, it's worth it in the end run.
Yeah. But also, like, there's people that want to invest that money into, like, their Tesla charger for their car or something like that instead.
Yeah. In that case, you should just get a whole home protection system, you know.
What does that entail?
It's a surge protector that goes in the main breaker of your home. Okay, it helps when surges come.
Well, a lot of people, when they build their brand new homes, they don't include that into the homes because they're trying to cut as much corners as they can. I guess people need to be informed about that with their houses, that they need surge protection. I try to surge protect all my TVs because one time we had a lightning storm and one of my TVs went out because there was no surge protection on. It was a lightning storm outside. And I lost a TV because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've lost this audio system.
What was that? In Florida, you need that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely something you need to look into itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of damages for the hurricane. I know that there was some flooding of some sort, but it wasn't in our town, though. It was in Tampa area itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it goes here in Florida. It's hurricane season, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's part of living in the best state there is.
Florida. Yeah, yeah, it's better than California living in.
Yep.
You would rather have your business in California or?
No, I don't think I can ever leave Florida.
I can't leave Florida.
I love
it.
I love Florida.
No, that and also the taxes too is way better here than any other state too.
Yeah.
You've already dealt with all the taxes with your company and.
Oh yeah, you got to pay Uncle Sam.
Yeah, The tax season is coming around too. It's about end of the year, so first of the year next year is when we got to start rolling out tax returns.
Yeah.
But what is, like, any, do you have any big goals for 2025? What's your plan for next year? You got any resolutions?
Just keep scaling, keep advertising, doing good work, you know. Free marketing is good marketing, you know. I don't like to pay for the marketing, you know. Word of mouth is the way to go.
Yeah. Building relationships up from on hand, in person with people is definitely the best way to expand your business. And, I know me personally, I want to do some filming with you. I got all my cameras, so I would like to do some some reels or do some YouTube videos for you. Just for me to build some experience.
That'd be cool. I mean, I'm really busy during the summer. So, I mean, if you want to get some HVAC videos.
Okay.
I mean, I know you've probably seen some of mine, but they're not on the level like how
you're ones. Oh yeah.
I just use my phone and just make little reels here and there for my Instagram.
Well, it's just that when you record yourself and you're trying to do work, it takes twice as long because you're sitting there holding the phone and trying to record and get the angles. And then you have to go back, make sure to play, make sure it's okay. And then also do your job at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of these companies, though, they hire like a marketing team.
Oh yeah.
And
they
follow them around with drones.
Oh yeah. Like yeah. That. They've got, I got a friend on Instagram. He does a lot of supercars and stuff. He has his own marketing team, which I'm trying to get a hold of, but he's got his own, reels and YouTube things that he does for himself. Cause he's posting 24/7 and I can't do that cause it's too much for me.
It's a lot of work.
From owning the business and then also doing the media stuff is what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. It's really a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because even for my DNR, because I got the DNR page, I've got the overtime page, and then now we got the YouTube aspect of a video. So I have to do double duty of videos and photos when it comes to my films.
Yeah, I mean, everything comes down to marketing, you know, and it's not cheap because it's not easy.
The game has changed because of all Instagram and TikTok. Before, it was just billboards and signs and word of mouth. Now you've got social media, you could go all over the world and
exactly people will tell you. And social media helps, they help a lot. They help a lot.
One little reel gets you millions of views.
Yeah.
Or change your perspective of your business, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a crazy power of social media. But what else you got going on this year? What do you got? Any big jobs or anything like that you're looking forward to? Or
it's winter time, so it's a little slow. But you know, there's still work. So I mean, I'm enjoying my winter. Last summer was pretty hectic. You know, I don't think I had a day off in the summer.
Yeah, during the summertime, yeah. I guess. Is that the most busiest time because ACs just go out from me overworked so much? Is that really
hard? Yeah, it's just something happens during the summer. I guess that sun radiates on those ACs in a special way and it just breaks them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you still got your repairs and your new construction going on in the wintertime. But
Is it like more of a repair or a replacement they have to do most of the time?
In the wintertime?
No, during the summertime.
It all depends on the unit. It depends if the unit's on warranty, if the repair is more expensive than the replacement. You know, you want to give the customer the best, honest option they have.
Okay.
To where they don't have to call you back.
Yeah.
You
know? Okay.
And then, you know, we do work with people that, you know, can't, you know, afford the repair and stuff like that. We'll work with you on that.
Is there any ways of finding used units, or do you have to buy brand new most of the time?
No, I wouldn't put in used units.
There's no way to recycle
them? It's too much of a risk to put it in because, you know, it's a lot of work to put in a unit.
Okay.
And if you want to put something in and something happens and you got to take it back down, you know, the customer's paying for all of that. And then there's no warranty when it comes to used units like that. I mean, you can buy a scratch and dent unit from the distributors, but I don't do those.
Yeah, it seems kind of risky, even when I buy new stuff. But I just was wondering, because I know units are a lot of money, and sometimes people can't afford a brand new one.
Yeah.
So you go out and probably buy a new one and salvage it and try to put new parts in it.
Yeah.
My uncle does that sometimes.
That's something I wouldn't do. It's just too much of a risk.
Okay.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, me personally, I don't know AC units that well. All I know is that the pan overflows, I drain it out. The pipe freezes, I turn the AC off at work. I don't really know. I don't know the ins and out of it that much as my dad and you guys do. My uncle does, but definitely something interesting to look and see. I mean, I know that without them, we're gonna be burning up in the houses. But
I mean, you think about it. Every single building in the world has an air conditioning unit.
So you never run out of work.
No. Even in the wintertime, you know, you got your maintenances, and you got these big commercial buildings that, you know, the maintenance has to go on because, you know, they're using the AC even in the wintertime.
Yeah.
With all these offices and stuff.
So you're saying during the wintertime, is there any, I know you say it's a slowdown. Does that mean because the heater is using less of the wear of the AC unit compared to the AC unit itself?
No, it's just people don't use the heat or the AC in the wintertime in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, old people will use the heat, but, that's about it. A lot of people just keep it off.
Okay.
Like my house right now, the AC's off.
It's off right now?
Yeah, my house is probably 74 degrees.
Do you like set it whenever you come home? You have it set it to a different temperature?
No, I just keep it at, it's crazy. Even in the summertime, I keep it at 78.
Oh, okay.
And my house just stays cool. But I guess the insulation has a lot to do with it too. Yeah,
you insulating on the roof?
Yeah, I got good insulation.
Okay.
The blow-in insulation. It's not sprayed on the trusses.
It's not sprayed in?
No, it's just blow-in.
What's a blow-in? What does that
do? Like the fiberglass, the pink fiberglass.
Is that attached to the... It's
no, it's not affixed because they have two kinds. They have like the loose insulation.
Okay.
That's like loose fiberglass that you can pick up and go like this with.
That one's stuck to the roof?
No,
or?
No, and then they have another one that's like a spray foam. You know, like spray foam?
Yeah, we have that up here.
Yeah, they have that one too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that one. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Which one's less messier though?
Well, it depends. The spray stuff that sticks, you have to do that at the right time of the year, the right temperature, or it'll mess some stuff up.
Okay. I heard if you get it in your skin too, it screws up your...
Yeah, it can be pretty bad.
But the fiberglass one, is it just stuff you put inside the ceiling, or is it actually sticks?
No, it's just loose stuff. There's a big machine, and it comes in like big pallets of like bricks, and you put it in the machine and you just blow it everywhere.
It
literally blows all over the attic.
It does get you itchy though.
Gets you itchy.
Fiberglass gets you itchy. Because whenever we do, whenever we're at new construction sites, they usually have that fiberglass up on top.
Yeah.
And the guys up the ceiling, red guys will go up there and make a mess, and they'll end up just dropping it. And that's why we're long sleeve and go to job sites.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, you got to. But we'll see that stuff. Does it drop in one piece?
No, pieces. Like little particle dust will come down.
Yeah.
You can see it actually coming down, and then I have to get out the way, because if I get on my neck or on my arms, it just starts itching.
Yeah, you start itching.
They're both downfalls, but I mean, it helps save a lot of money in the long run in the summertime.
Definitely.
With energy saving,
Yeah.
Any other tips you tell us about energy saving when it comes to AC unit in the summertime?
Windows, double pane windows in the summertime, you know, just try to keep up your maintenance, you know, clean your drain lines out. You know, regular maintenance is always good. You want someone to come check your motors, your capacitors and stuff. Make sure you change your filters. That's one of the most important things to do is the filters.
Talking about the filter and sealing?
The air conditioning filters.
Oh, yeah.
I go to so many customers' homes and I'm like, where's your filter at? Oh, I didn't even know I had a filter.
Yeah.
And I go and look at the filter and it's just, it's like, yeah, this is what a filter looks like.
And it's like black.
It's just black. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, my unit's freezing up. I don't know why. And then that's the reason why.
It's blocking same thing airflow. For a vehicle too. Like anybody, people don't know about a cabin air filter in the vehicle.
Yeah.
And they feel, they were like, oh, my AC doesn't blow right. I'm like, did you check a cabin air filter?
Right.
No, because I pulled mine out the other day and it was like, it was just leaves and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
The AC unit was fine, but I don't regularly check it. So I checked that and the air filter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, without those things, your unit's not breathing, right?
Yeah,
That's like somebody putting something on your nose. You can't breathe.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But that thing alone save you, what, $20 will save you all in the long run of a brand new unit.
Exactly, yeah. Because I mean, where the AC is, it's sucking in all the air and it's the coils are right there, you know? And
yeah.
Once you puncture those coils, you know, it's a lot of money.
So I always wanted to know, whenever at work we have the water coming through the trays overflowing, is that the pipe freezing or what is that from?
Is your unit hanging in the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what that is when you have a unit that's hanging horizontal, you have to have a P-trap in there. Do you have a P-trap?
It gets clogged sometimes.
You have a P-trap?
It gets clogged, yeah.
Yeah. So the P-trap probably gets clogged with algae. So especially when the units are hung horizontal, you have to really have your maintenance done on that.
Yeah, we gotta usually pour acid or a bleach down it.
And I wouldn't pour bleach in there because bleach isn't good for the coil.
What do you mean pour then?
White vinegar.
White vinegar.
Yeah, like three, four cups of vinegar down there is good, and just suck it out with a vacuum.
Usually we'll suck it up, or I'll go up with the air hose and I'll take a blower and I'll blow through the line.
Yeah, blow it out. Yeah.
But
a lot of the times inside the pan, if you remove the panel where the coil is, there's those two little holes where the water comes out, they'll be clogged up.
Okay.
So you'd have to get in the pan and stick out those, clean out those holes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That only happens usually during the summertime when it's overworking itself.
Yeah.
It gets clogged.
Yeah.
But that is something that's common. I always wanted to ask somebody.
Yeah, that happens all the time in the summer.
Yeah, in the summertime?
Yeah.
Any other crazy stories of things that's happened that you've looked at and it's like, what the hell? Diagnose-wise, like any problems, like someone calls you, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Anything unusual
here? Frogs in the drain line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead rats in the blower wheel. Oh man, I went to a house one time, and I guess the guy said that he knew someone that could do it cheaper.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, his whole ceiling fell down because they didn't glue the PVC in the drain. The water was just dripping down the insulation. I go up there, I was like, oh man, the pipe's not even glued. And he's like, well, the guy said he can do it cheaper. You know,
and then they called you, right?
Yeah, end up having to pay more in the long run.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get what you pay for. I mean, unfortunately, he had to pay the price for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing to see. But I guess other than that, I mean, I know you do that for a living. Anything you do on the side that you do for fun, like recreational-wise, like hobbies?
I mean, I fish a lot. Try to fish every weekend. That's one of my main hobbies, saltwater fishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Chris wants to do that one day with you. I know he's been trying to get with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all of the guys to go.
Yeah, we'll get Chris.
Get on some reds and some
Carlos,
snook.
You know Carlos likes to fish too?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Supposedly, yeah, Chris told me this, that Carlos, back in the day, Chris would go with his grandpa back in the day. They used to go fishing, and Carlos would always want to go, but I don't know. I guess they left Carlos out for some reason, but he always wanted to go. And then we went a couple weeks ago. Well, Chris and Alan went, and he wanted Carlos to come really bad because I didn't even know Carlos fish, but Carlos likes fish. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
So we definitely got to get him, us four together. I want to get us four in the studio one time.
Yeah.
Get everyone talking here.
We go out. We'll go to New Smyrna and make a fishing video.
I'll make a vlog out of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Any vlog. We try to do a lot of car shows. I know last time we didn't make it, but we'll go to another one. I'm supposed to go to one tomorrow in Sanford. I don't know if you want to come with me or not.
Oh, tomorrow?
Are you fishing tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
No, I got church in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So no, it's all good. I'm gonna be. It's usually from the first of the month till about the 15th is car shows every weekend, and we'll go whether it's from Lake Nona or Sanford or Winter Park.
Oh, is this one in Lake Nona?
Yeah, Cars and Coffee in Lake Nona. It's gonna be next Sunday.
I can go to that one if it's down here.
Yeah. It's gonna be at the Dry Shack. You know where Dry Shack is?
No, but I'll.
Do you know what it's like a Topgolf wannabe? The one right there by the 417 right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, at that Dry Shack is Cars and Coffee. So they have each section. They have the Ford, Chevys, Toyota, imports, muscle cars, exotics. Everyone has their own section there. And everyone Lake Nose got money, so they're gonna bring the cars out and bikinis and whatnot. So we're gonna go out there and watch the show. People leave is the funniest thing is people leave because they do burnouts, and I always want to catch that Mustang or some car that goes around and hits crowd.
Somebody.
Yeah, my next video I'm putting out is from Winter Park, and you'll see some cars that are just peeling out. There was one of them I missed that there was a Mustang. He did some kind of burnout, like NASCAR style. He burnt the hell out. And there was actually cops sitting in the gas station. They're just chilling, waiting for someone to do something stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So I heard, and he's turned off. And all I hear is, boom, fucking cops is zooming down, catching him.
Yeah.
But that's in Winter Park, because Winter Park has, each town has their own crowd. So Winter Park is more of Goldenrod. And that's more of a tuner culture and younger kids.
Yeah, I feel you.
So they're more adolescent of the bee. Where they're going to do burnouts and do shenanigans of that nature. Yeah. Even the cops are there. They don't care.
Yeah.
But like when we went to the muscle car car show last weekend, it was more of older folks that are muscle cars from the 90s and 80s.
Yeah.
More of a mature crowd.
No rice burners and stuff.
Rice burners. And I was probably the only minority there, but it's all good. But they were chill there. They weren't doing any shenanigans or any burnouts, things of that nature. Everyone was respectful of their cars and everybody around there. But we're gonna probably do some of this soon. And then what else is coming up? I mean, just car shows. I know Chris got some projects we're gonna work on too.
Yeah, I seen his truck. He's been working on his truck.
Yeah, man, he got fuel injection on that thing. Did you see the video I posted?
Yeah, I did see it. Yeah,
Fuel injection. He just put fuel injection in it, and then now I think he's trying to put like a new hood on it. But yeah, I mean, you gotta come by and check out everybody and catch up with everybody.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw Alan?
I haven't seen him in years, man.
It's funny them too, having Alan and Carlos. They have a chemistry when they're together because they have so much car banter.
Yeah.
And then having Chris and me there as well is also funny too.
Yeah.
It's just something I picked up on when I was with them last time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Alan. I've seen him a few times, but I only seen him with Chris a couple times, like a handful of times.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He makes everything a good time whenever with Alan himself and Carlos too.
Yeah, he was always a cool person. True. Yeah,
we're trying to get Carlos to get a car again, like one of those 350Zs or something like that.
Oh,
drift cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever been to like those drift events before?
No, I was never into that.
You never were? No.
No, those.
I was more drag racing than
stuff
than
like that. Yeah, I was. Into motorcycles, you know, I had the Z1000.
Yeah.
And I was always, you know, doing the.
I remember I jumped Orlando on. I think I jumped on Daniels, and he had a 1000 one.
No, he had a 636 Cowie, and then he had an R6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The white one.
The white one was a Cowie 636 Ninja.
Yeah, that was a nice one. Yeah. I never got into a sports bike because it's just something that.
Yeah.
I just push myself too hard, and I'll just end up crashing or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, but you know, I'm just into the whole boat thing now. It's safer.
Yeah,
it's fun.
You got a dirt bike tattoo, right? Is that dirt? Is that, oh, that street bike is, or dirt bike?
That's actually a crotch rocket. Yeah, it's a heartbeat.
Rock. Okay. What bike did you have again? Tell people what bike did you have?
I had three bikes. I had the a Katana 650 a long time ago. Then I had a Yamaha MT09 or MT850. I forgot. And then I had a Z1000. Was the last bike I had.
What year was that when you had the Z1000?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Huh. Yeah. It seems like a long time ago, but it hasn't been.
I know, right? Yep.
Yeah, I still got my dirt bikes, the 450 and the two-stroke.
Yeah.
The two-stroke I haven't started in a long time, but the 450, I've still got to change. I got to change the oil on it, and I got to, I just put a new chain on it, so I just got to do the oil. Just get everything up to date with it.
Yeah.
That's the next thing.
I want to get those Sauron X's, those electric dirt bikes.
Oh, what's it called?
Like the Saurons. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't heard of that.
You haven't heard of the electric dirt bikes?
Well, Alta made one a couple years ago, and they went out of business. I don't know.
They're nice. They go.
You know, Honda's making one. You know that?
Yeah, KTM makes them. Yeah. Raw Mantis makes them. Yeah, they're pretty fun. You could take them on trails. They're quiet, so nobody can hear you back there.
Yeah.
They're pretty fun.
It's just something I would have to adapt to because I'm used to motor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's electric motor, so it goes.
Yeah.
It's like how you take off on a Tesla.
Was a guy. Nate Adams, he had an electric freestyle motocross bike. He's a backflip with it.
Oh yeah,
with electric.
You can do it. Yeah. Check it out on YouTube.
I think I might have heard of it, but I scroll past electric because I don't really care for electric.
Yeah,
that
they're
much.
Fun. I mean, there's some trails by my house on Econ. I want to get one, but I don't want to be by myself riding.
I can convince you guys. I got my dirt bike. I'll go with you.
It's too loud though.
It is.
Yeah, you gotta take the. You gotta take the electric. Because you could take bikes, electric bikes and stuff there. Yeah. So if you take the electric dirt bike, it can pass.
Yeah.
I guess. And
you need to get a pit bike like me because Chris wants to get one again.
You know, you guys would like the electric dirt bikes.
The electric? I don't know.
You guys will. Look them up on
YouTube. I don't
like
it. I don't know, man.
It's fun.
I don't know about electric.
It's just so noisy to take them back there because, you know, people hear that. They're like, what's going on back there? And you take the electric dirt bike there, you can go for hours back there.
That's very true. Certain areas you want them to have a battery. That way it's just very quiet and secluded. Yeah.
And the batteries last too, you know.
How long does the battery last?
It depends. There's different sport modes.
Okay.
You can go to sport mode, like economy mode. I'm not too sure how long the sport modes last, but I know it lasts a little while.
Yeah, I mean, the way everything's going, I might get electric, but I don't want to fully switch to it. I want to keep my motor.
Yeah. Dirt no, yeah, too. Of course, yeah, keep it
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. For where I'm at, it's like, you know, it's kind of like this a little bit, but the, you know, people are there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nice trails to go.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of nice
trails. Is there any like plans for you to get a bigger fishing boat? You can keep the one you have for now.
I'm gonna keep that one probably forever, but eventually I want to get a bigger, like an offshore one.
Is the one with like two motors on it you want, like one of those deep sea ones or no?
Yeah, probably like two 200 Yamahas or something.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta look it up.
It's a two outboards in the back that are 200 horsepower each.
Okay. Not kind of no.
Yeah,
okay,
two Yamahas. Okay.
Yeah, man, those things go for like almost, if you put one like a three outboard, it's like almost $250,000.
Yeah, like 60 grand a motor.
See, if you have one of those, you got to put it into a warehouse because you can't keep it outside.
Yeah, no, you don't want to keep that outside. I'm getting one of them sheds soon.
Okay.
Back there, like a 30 by 40.
Yeah.
Slab and like those nice sheds to keep stuff in.
My dream is to have a place like my shop that I have now and keep stuff in, but that's, that's a dream I want in the future, but you know.
Yeah,
gotta have goals and stuff, you know. But
that's what keeps you going.
Yeah,
what keeps you going.
Yeah, you gotta have some kind of goal to set for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully one day this pays off and I can afford that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it is what it is. You know what I mean? Electric dirt bikes. What CCs is that? 250, 450F?
No, they're ran by like kilowatts.
Kilowatts.
Yeah. So I'm
like,
not
what's
too,
the standard size? You think?
I'm not too sure about how the kilowatts go, but I know like a 9 kilowatt is pretty fast. Like that's a really good one.
I have to look into it to see.
I haven't really done too much research on them. I just seen videos.
Okay.
Of people riding them.
Yeah, it's. I had to look into that because I know Honda makes one that I was looking at, and then excuse me, I know KTM's got an electric one.
Yeah.
I just have to look into.
I know they range about like 5-6K.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Because my a regular dirt bike's like 9, 10
grand.
And
you can treat it just like a dirt bike.
Yeah, I'm sure. I see the power bands on them. They're pretty powerful.
Yeah, if you had your thing pulled up, you can see some videos on it.
What's it called?
You could type in Soron X.
So it's called Soron X, you
said? Yeah, Surron X. Soron X. You could drive it on the street. It's just, I like it because it's quiet, you know?
Yeah.
Tear some yards up with it.
It's called a Soron X, like
S-O-S-O-S-U-R-R-O-N. It should spell
like one of these.
Correct you.
One of these ones you talking about?
Oh yeah.
Like one of those?
Yeah.
That's like a mountain bike.
Soron X. Well, that's probably like the base model one. There's different ones that look like better dirt bikes. Well, don't be deceived by those things. Those things are.
They
are
look
wild.
Pretty powerful for
look
what it is.
Look at the RARW Mantis. Look at that one. No, that's a different brand than Sauron.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this is like the cheaper version of Sauron.
R-A what?
R-A-R-W. Rar Mantis. It'll pick
it up. I'll spell check. Praying Mantis.
R-A-R-W. Space. M-A-N-T-I-S.
Mantis? Like Praying Mantis? Are you sure, my friend?
Like okay. Those ones right there. What?
That is crazy.
Dude, that thing is so nice. Like, you got to see the videos. Like, the pictures just don't do no justice, really, because it looks so basic.
That's like, you know? That's like a hybrid of a mountain bike and a dirt bike put together.
Yeah. Huh. Those are what electric dirt bikes look like. They're not going to look complete like a dirt bike because they don't need all those components, you know? They don't need the oil engine and the gasoline tank and all that stuff.
You got the grab handles though. I could do some freestyle on that.
They got the shocks and all that.
That's very interesting though.
They're just fun.
I got to look into that then. Yeah. Chris will be like, "The fuck, get that shit out of here."
Yeah, I mean, gas. I'm the same way. I like nothing like a dirt bike, you know.
Hey, but I mean, it's something that I haven't seen that I want to learn about. So it's something I got to look up.
Still fun.
That's interesting. Huh? Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. All right, I got you. We're past the limit, so we're good to go with this whole episode. I was glad to have you in here, Naren.
Yeah,
catch up. We'll do some more again. I know you're still kind of shy with the whole camera thing.
Yeah,
it's just us talking. That's all it is.
Yeah, we get on here, do some fishing podcasts.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
I get Chris in there too.
Yeah,
tell everybody your company. We didn't tell them what your company is. How do we reach you, like, for social media?
Oh yeah, so my name is Naren. I'm the owner and license holder of Go Nation Heating and Air LLC. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook at Go Nation Heating and Air, or you can just call me 321-471-9991. We do anything from residential to commercial air conditioning, anything with heating and air.
You do Orlando air or Florida itself?
All of Orlando and surrounding areas, depending. If I have new construction jobs, far as Tampa, you know.
Okay.
So just anywhere, really, depends on what the job is.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, if you got any air conditioning questions, or you have any concerns, or you want to talk to Naren about anything air condition wise, just hit him up on social media or call him too. He's got his phone number he told you about. But I appreciate everyone who stayed on for the whole podcast, and we'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Appreciate everyone who stayed for the whole video. Be sure to leave a like, comment if you have any suggestions or input for the podcast, or if you want something for us to talk about. Be sure to leave a comment in the comments below. Hope you guys have a good day.